Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here one more day with Sister Miriam James Heidlin. I hope it's not the last time we have her on the program. We had such a great week together. Welcome back, sister.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, and friends, you hear me say this often, but I really want to underline it today. If you haven't heard the programs this week, I really want to encourage you, go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them right on your computer or download them on whatever device works for you so you can use them at your leisure. And it's been a fantastic week. Sister has a lot to give, a lot to communicate, I think, that would really touch your life. So I encourage you to do that. I've had this thought as we've been talking about the amazing reality of your vocation. Mm-hmm. Especially yesterday, we talked about theology of the body, and we talked about where the culture's at, yeah. Especially in the culture's at the place of saying, look, I mean, humans cannot be happy if they're not having sex, and yeah. a lot of it, mm-hmm. or something like that.
And you know, however you want to have it.
Right,
yeah.
all yep. that kind of stuff.
All the kind of it, yeah.
And now here you are, this prophetic sign. I want you to share a little bit about that. Before we do, I just want to mention the theology professor I had at the seminary years ago, Jerome Quinn, who was a great biblical scholar. Mm-hmm. He said that the celibate mm-hmm. is a prophetic sign to the world that the eschaton has begun and only the judgment remains.
You're
he said, like okay, what did you just say?
Yeah.
But he's trying to say, you know, that
Amen.
You know,
heavenly
the king's
realities
on his throne.
Are
yeah.
among us.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
the
just share with your
us.
Heart what yeah. what it all means to you.
Yes, I just been very captivated, you know, when you hear Jesus call in the Gospels, when he says, you know, he talks about the eunuchs for the kingdom, right? People that don't marry. And then he says, some are eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom, and those who have ears to hear should hear. And so really it is an eschatological sign. Somebody who's celibate because of the kingdom of God, because they devoted themselves to God, it's a sign of heavenly realities. What's the deepest sign of that? God is our ultimate source of joy and satisfaction. And in him is all in all. And so as religious sisters, especially, we embody the bride, right? The church is the bride. So we are a literal embodiment of the bride, of Christ, that all of our joys, all of our hopes, all of our desires rest in him. He's the fulfillment of all desire. And so we live now in a very small, beautiful way what all of us will live in eternity, right? When Christ is our bridegroom, he's the source of everything. And so we take vows of poverty, of chastity, and obedience. And we live our chastity, which chastity is rightly ordered love, which is very important, mm-hmm. right? Because we're all called to be chaste. And so there's confusion a lot of times between abstinence or celibacy and chastity. It's not the same thing, because even married couples are called to be chaste. All of us, like we talked about yesterday, are called to love excellently. So it's a call to excellent love. But for me, it's a total self-gift, where I would give the gift of natural marriage, of children, of anything in this life that would be bearing fruit that way, and completely order it toward God, right? So he becomes my bridegroom in a very real sense, and every love is fruitful. So from that love comes a heart that's broken wide open for the world, mm-hmm. right? And so mm-hmm. it's very fruitful and very life-giving. And people, I was telling an awkward story the other night when I was talking about somebody on the airplane who was asking me some pretty awkward questions, you know, and people don't quite know what to do with you. And mm-hmm. they think, it's very unhealthy. And anytime there's a priest scandal, always the discussion comes up again of why don't you let priests get married? It's because they're celibate that people are, you know, which is completely untrue. Mm-hmm. But it's a total ordering of our vocations need one another. And a married vocation speaks to me of the deep intimacy that Christ has with his bride. And it's a tangible reality of that love. And my vocation speaks to the fact that no person will ever satisfy us, that we're all ordered toward the King of Kings.
That's very well said. Just an aside, the point you made about people often saying, well, the reason priests get into, some mm-hmm. priests have gotten into this is because they're celibate. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, you know, that a married guy who acts out beyond his vocation,
yeah.
like say he molests a child or he mm-hmm. has an adulterous relationship, you mm-hmm. say, well, it's because he's married.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't, because
yeah.
there's a whole different set of reasons why people get into those problems and
yes.
do what they do. It's a whole
yeah.
different set of reasons, you know. But anyway, the prophetic sign is it communicates an urgency mm-hmm. and it's pointing. It's like your life is pointing.
Oh, it is.
Somewhere, right?
Yeah. It is. It's pointing to eternity. It's a reminder of, I mean, just wearing a habit, you know, this visible sign of my commitment to God. I don't have to say a word a lot of times to people.
Yeah.
And it reminds them that God is alive and well. And yeah. God's alive and well, that he still calls people, and that this is not all there is. As beautiful as this earth is, and as wonderful as it is, our life on earth is not the end of the story. It's
yeah.
not. There's so much more.
Yeah.
There's so much more. And it's, you know, to kind of revisit your point there, what you just said, you know, as celibates, just like anybody else in life, we have to learn how to integrate authentic and healthy love. And that's really the deepest desire of my heart, you know, and it's something I talked to my spiritual director about and to the Lord about, like, Lord, I want to love excellently. And I have wonderful relationships with both men and women, and I want to love them well. Like, yeah. So celibacy is not an impoverishment of love. It's chastity and celibacy. It's a call to give the gift of oneself. I'm like, Lord, you know, teach me how the boundaries of loving well, because I want to love well, right? Mm-hmm. I want to love well, and I want to love deeply and passionately and intimately. Teach me how to do that. So that's always my prayer as well, of like, help me to integrate and be very honest about desire and things like that, and just as a person, right? Mm-hmm. So God can order that, so then I can be a sign of his vibrant love. And that's what I really want. I want to be a visible, tangible, experiential sign of his vibrant, rich, anointed love for us.
Yeah, amen. What undergirds that, what makes it possible, is your relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Can you describe what that looks like for you and on a daily basis, your prayer life, your communion with the Lord and all that?
Yes. Yeah. Honestly, my prayer posture, and maybe this is a very vulnerable thing to say, but it's about something that I've been sharing lately, is I often find myself just resting on his heart as his bride. That's been my prayer for a long time. I just lay on his heart, and this is where we have all of our conversations. That's why I receive his heart for me. And it's my just continual desire to go back to that posture of my head on his heart and just receive healing there. And I don't know, I just don't know where else to go, Peter. Like, yeah. There is nothing else.
Yeah.
And as much as I love, like, people in my life, and I love things in my life, and I love speaking, I love all these kinds of things, there is absolutely nothing that outweighs his love for me. And it's nothing that is more important than that. And so, you know, I get up very early in the morning before holy hour, and I spend an hour just with him and a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And then there's holy after that, and we pray the divine office, and I go to daily mass, and I have a great devotion to Our Lady, Our Blessed Mother, this fierce, fabulous, wonderful woman. And so, but really my desire is to be in constant communication mm-hmm. with him. And he's broken my heart wide open in so many levels. And I hope he never stops. Like, I'm so captivated by his beauty.
Yeah.
He's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so beautiful. Sometimes it's all I tell him. Like, you probably get tired of me telling you this, but like, you're just so beautiful.
Yeah.
you're just exquisitely glorious. And I just love you. Like, many times throughout the day, I'm just like, I just love you. I just do.
No, it's wonderful. How do some people listen? So how do I get there?
Mm.
Like, how do I get to the place where I see his exquisite beauty?
Yeah.
And how does that happen exactly? You know, like, any thoughts on that you want to share?
I mean, yeah, I think part of it's every relationship requires, like you said, I think a couple sessions, a couple days ago, you talked about vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Every relationship requires honesty. It requires vulnerability. It requires transparency. And as we know in our life, I think we all have friends in our life that we wish we could be closer to, but they're just not willing to either, you know, reveal that part of themselves, and you can't make them, but you're like, oh gosh, I wish I was closer to you, but you just aren't interested. And you're like, oh, that's too bad. You know, but it's like, it's the same thing with the Lord, that he, you know, to be very honest, I'm sure listeners know this, but you know, when he was crucified on the cross, he was actually stripped naked. That was the last thing the Romans did to you, utterly humiliate you. So he is literally the bridegroom of the church, stripped naked for his bride, with arms outstretched, completely vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that is his posture toward us. I mean, could you imagine the King of Kings? He comes in the most humiliating death possible. He's stripped naked, totally vulnerable, bleeding out for his bride. And his words are, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Mm-hmm. He gives his heart, his pierced heart. And that's where we go and we find healing. So his heart is for us.
Mm-hmm.
His heart is for us. And I think, you know, as you and I grow, and a lot of times it's just very simple prayers of like, Lord, just please open my heart.
Yeah.
And maybe today for our listeners, you know, wherever they find themselves listening, like, Lord, please just open my heart. Like, I can't do it. Like, please mm-hmm. open my heart. Help me take the next right step. You know, where are you approaching me in your kindness and your reverence for me as a person? Like, where do you want to grow? I mean, his heart is aching for us.
Yeah.
His heart burns for us. Because mm-hmm. for you and I, you're the only person that can love him like you do. Like, you know, he creates you completely unique, that you have a love to give that nobody else, Debbie can't give the love that you can give him. And so when you don't give that love for him, he aches for it. Like, it's just God's vulnerability. He's so humble.
Yeah.
I can't even, I'm so proud. Like, I just get offended at the smallest things. And like, his humility, I'm like, he just slays me. Oh, he's just so beautiful.
You know, passage and scene from the Bible that has really been moving me for almost 2 years now is, it's John 14, verse 30, 31 in there, where Jesus is with the apostles and he's in the midst of that battle with the Pharisees. They told him he has a demon and, you know, and it's moving toward Calvary. It's getting close. And he says to them, he's sitting here, I imagine myself sitting in that circle with them, and he says, I'm not going to be able to be with you much longer. And they're kind of like, what do you mean? He said, I'm not going to be able to talk to you like this much longer. And they kind of stopped, and he said, because the devil's coming after me. And then he said, but the devil has no hold on me.
Mm.
So he's helping them see what's happening to give them an interpretive key to what's going to unfold. And then we said, look, the devil's not in control of what's going to happen. And then he says this beautiful revelation of who he is and what moves him. He says, but I do everything the Father commands me because I want the whole world to know that I love the Father. And so he's about to go to Calvary and experience just what you described.
Yeah.
And forever, you know, he's communicating to the world, I love the Father.
Ugh, amen.
And he's communicating to us, this is the road to human fulfillment, you guys. Trust me. Obedience to my Father brought me here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's love that brought me here. And it's love that's, it's obedient love that saves everything.
Amen.
The obedient love that's in the heart of Jesus Christ. And so this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to trust me. Follow me in this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a tough situation, struggling in a relationship, don't run away from it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Just ask, what does the Master want? What does my Father want me to do? How does he want me to love? And I just know that obedience to him is the road to freedom. And it's how
Amen.
You express love.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And isn't it beautiful seeing Jesus saying to his brother, he said, look, guys, everybody's going to be, even you guys are going to be scared at what's going on. You think the whole thing's going to pot and everything we've been about is about to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
But get this, okay? I'm going to battle.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who's coming after me, he doesn't have a hold of me. I'm in control.
Mm.
And what I'm doing, I want you brothers to know so you don't get confused.
Mm.
I'm showing the whole world that I love the Father.
Mm.
And that's what this is all about. And I love you. You know, isn't that amazing?
It's
like an intimate revelation of his heart to say, this is my motive.
That is gorgeous.
And why I'm obeying the commandments. Because I want you to know, my friends, obedience is life.
Amen.
Obedience is life.
Amen.
It's joy. It's fulfillment. It's not oppressive. It doesn't steal your weekends. It doesn't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's anyway, so we got another minute and 20 seconds left. Do you have any thoughts? I don't know why I jumped into that one, but you inspired me to think about that, you know?
Well, I know, so, but that's what love does, doesn't it?
Amen.
And that's ultimately what we want. We want to be consumed by love forever. And that's our goal. That's why we yearn for it. And so, let's take our desires to the Lord and ask him just as a family, like, Lord, where are you speaking into my life right now? Like, what is, as we've been listening this week, we've been journeying this week, and like, what's the next right thing for me? Because I guarantee there's one thing in our life that, you know, where is the Holy Spirit leading me to? That's one of the best questions we can ask. Like, what's the next right step, Lord?
Amen. Yeah. Sister, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This has been outstanding.
Yeah,
really, really inspiring. And I think very real, authentic, Christ-centered, and a lot of wonderful revelation here this week. Friends, I encourage you to encourage your friends to come to the Renewal Ministries website and listen to the programs that are all archived there. But as we close, I just want you to remember, friends, that you are loved by God and you have nothing to fear. And the Lord wants to bring you to healing and to wholeness and to freedom so that you can live with the joy of being a son and daughter of God. He's going to present us ultimately to the Father complete, but he wants to begin that work here right now. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.